Okay, we're talking, we're recording.
Whoa.
To see whether we're fucked.
We're having a conversation.
Having a good old time. So what do you guys think of the whole like conversation that we're having?
Cut.
Come hang out and talk about magic and wands. Here with
Madison,
Muhammad,
and Sean.
It's Flipendo.
Hi friends, welcome back to another episode of Flipendo. We're live from Sean and I's kitchen, once again.
Yeah, Madison's in my kitchen.
Yeah.
That sounded like you said Madison is in my kitchen.
No, I said Madison's at
my
home.
Well, I am. That'd be a fact.
Well.
But it's also my kitchen.
This isn't my home.
Muhammad is a guest in this space.
We actually have a special guest on this episode. It's Muhammad. he's a big fan of the show.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
How are you guys?
Doing well.
You know what just happened recently?
Tell me.
Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
And... we're recording this soon enough that it's not irrelevant.
Yeah, it literally did happen last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
what do you think about that?
So how was your Halloween?
Well, we did mostly the same things.
Well, me and you, Muhammad, but yes. Not. Well, we kind of all did the same thing.
Sean, why don't you tell us how your Halloween was?
My Halloween was good. So, like, the three of us all did the same thing on the Friday.
Mm-hmm. Of the weekend before.
Yeah, the weekend before, because Halloween this year is a Wednesday, smack in the middle.
And what was that thing?
You didn't know.
We went to a murder mystery costume party, which is really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Except when you get murdered.
I didn't get murdered.
Was like one of the fun bits though.
Listeners will note that both Sean and Muhammad got murdered, but I made it through unscathed. I was actually an undercover cop, but it was irrelevant to the entire plot.
I was pretty scathed.
Tell us who did it, Madison, since you were part of the people that solved the crime.
The skeleton man. Don't know his name,
of course.
But why'd he do it?
Well, the first person who died was the birthday boy, our friend Leo. And he died because the skeleton man was trying to poison another character because she had previously stolen pearls from him, from his house. But Leo ate the food instead. And it was therefore a misfire, which was a clue we got.
Okay.
So and the stolen item was this necklace.
You guys thought the clue was misfire.
Yeah. So at one point, me and Muhammad find these like scrambled letters and we unscramble and it spells misfire, but with two S's. So we thought that was an extra clue and we were looking for someone with the last name Fire until our friend told us that he just spelled it wrong.
My character was a drug dealer and I was like fairly irrelevant in the plot, kind of like what you said your character was, Madison. But... one of my only goals was based on another drug dealer at the party who was supposed to be my partner in crime. And we were just like fucking people shit up. And he was like, the way it was written, he was the only person I was supposed to really trust.
Mm-hmm.
So then when I found a gun, I gave it to him. But then his mission was to have me killed.
Yikes.
So I was very set up.
A way to tie in my character more is I should have come to that party as an undercover cop to bust you both.
Yeah, that's because that your character is like... when we initially had a conversation, you were like, are you high? So, like, that could have been your plot.
Yeah.
Well, do either of you know who my character was? Because I'm pretty sure it had no connection to
Jay?
The plot at all. No, it was, I was Adam.
Yeah, and then at one point we found a fake driver's license that was Muhammad's face,
right.
But said the name
Adam,
of Jay.
Adam was my fake name.
Yeah, you were really,
Jay was my real name.
I thought it was the other way around. Fake. I thought the ID was fake.
No, the ID was real.
Oh, okay, your name was Jay.
So I was a murderous businessman. Who in Europe, I used to live in Europe, I hit and runned a child and killed them.
Oh no.
Oh,
and then
yeah,
I came back to Canada to start a new life with a new identity.
Why did you leave your old driver's license in the popcorn?
Who knows?
That seems like a rookie mistake, Jay.
But yeah, that was a good time. And then the night after, Sean stayed in and Muhammad and I went to a house party that was fun.
Yeah.
And then we all did different things on... the Wednesday night of actual Halloween.
Yeah, on the Saturday, I had the best night ever. Like, people were saying different parties to go to and stuff, and I really didn't feel like it. So I stayed home, I got in my pajamas, I drank tea, and then another one of our friends, he texted me, he was like, this party's lame, and I sent him a picture of that. He was like, OMG, I'm coming over. So then he came over and we played Donkey Kong for the rest of the night.
Nice. That sounds nice.
Yeah.
None of us dressed up as anything Harry Potter related.
No, I was going to say, if everyone wants to see what our costumes were and see us hanging out at that murder mystery party, you can go to our Twitter.
Check our Twitter, at Flipendo Podcast.
Yeah, in the end, none of us were Queen Leth herself. None of us were
missed
Big Spinach. Miss Fizzing Wisby.
I don't remember
Miss
that.
Fire.
I don't remember that one. Where did Miss Fizzing Wisby
it was,
come
it
from?
Came from Cardi B being Miss B.
Oh,
and then Cardi B being...
Miss Fire.
Yeah.
I said that like 30 seconds ago.
Oh, I also didn't hear you at all. And then what was the other one? Oh, a Mossag.
I don't know. The point is, I tweeted.
And Mandy.
Yeah.
I tweeted JK about Queen Leth and she hasn't responded. So I don't know what to say about that.
That is the Rude. Point. Yeah. That is the main point.
I know.
But what were you, Muhammad, instead of Queen Leth?
I was TJ Detweiler.
And
for those of you who didn't grow up in Canada and presumably the States, yeah, they probably watched it there.
I think it was a States.
It was a cartoon for when you were like, I don't know, like 8.
Recess.
Yeah.
Yeah, Recess.
And which way were you wearing your hat?
Forwards.
That doesn't sound like TJ to me, Muhammad.
And then I was really extra this Halloween, and I had no costume, and I was freaking out, went to Valley Village, ended up finding 3 costumes I equally wanted to wear, so I found a way to wear all of them on different nights. And I was Kim Possible, which is also a kid's cartoon show from the same era as Recess.
Which was a great costume, by the way. Thanks. Put it together well.
Some people didn't know who I was, even though they knew Kim Possible.
I find that shocking.
Yeah, I was also shocked.
People didn't get who I was either, and I was wearing exactly what
I was wearing exactly
wears.
What
you don't say it, Sean.
With the hat. And then the next night I was Yorkie from the San Junipero episode of Black Mirror. If you don't know what that is, check it out, because it's great.
When you say that, it does sound like you dressed as a Yorkie, like the dog.
I know, her name is Yorkie.
Yeah, so it's a girl. It's a woman.
Yes, it is a woman.
Yeah.
And then I was Peter Pan on Wednesday.
What?
Yeah.
What did you do on Wednesday?
I went to the Stormcrow, which is a nerdy bar here in Vancouver, and I had a Wingardium Mimosa.
Oh my god, fun.
I know.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It was great.
And yeah, I dressed up as the chairman of the board, which meant I strapped a chair onto my backside and walked around with the board
to my bottom.
You sound you sound like an Enid Blyton novel of like those English stories, like the Famous Five, where you call your butt your backside.
That was a good costume. No. By the way,
yeah,
the whiteboard I lent you, I still don't have back.
Yeah,
is it here?
No, I need to get it. I got to get it from Leo's.
Oh, we have beef.
Oh no.
Okay. Well, we've gone about 10 minutes into this and not said a word about Harry Potter.
Okay, but before we do that, I have something that on this topic of things, people getting stuff, I have a very belated birthday present for you, Muhammad, that I just remembered I have here.
Hey, thank you. And I was supposed to bring your gift from London. I forgot again.
You know what you need? Oh, you know what I hope this gift is?
A remember all,
yeah.
Okay, well, you know what it is, but I... Somebody unless you forgot.
Either I need one of you to text me before the next time we record, or I need somebody to tweet me to remind me to bring their gifts, because I'm not going to remember.
I kind of want to see how long it will go if we don't.
The funny thing about somebody tweeting you is like, that'd be nice if they did, but they don't know when we're recording.
Well, any little bit just helps.
Okay, I'm going to go run and get it. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Sure.
All right.
Don't talk about me.
Is she gone? Hold on, she's still there. Oh, okay, she's gone.
Oh my god, did you hear what she did the other day?
Yeah, it was so fucked. Have you seen what she's wearing?
Hey.
hey, good to see you, Madison.
Okay.
So I'm going to describe what's being presented to me at the moment.
So let me also give a what is it called? A prologue to this.
Yes.
Preamble?
I just thought this would be nice, and it didn't turn out as I wanted it to, but it's the thought that counts. So there you go.
Sure, I'll love it. So I'm holding a white box, and there's a cup inside. Oh my god, I love it. Okay, we'll post a picture of it, but it's a cute little like camping cup,
mm-hmm.
and it says, one side it says come hang out and talk about magic and wands, and the other side is the Flipendo swirl.
Yay!
It's so good!
Except it's like not lined up very well, but you know.
Well, that's fine.
I tried.
I'll drink out of it every morning.
Yeah, with like your like shot of coffee, because it's quite small.
It feels conceited to do that, but I'm going to do it anyways. Thank you.
There you go. You're welcome. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Okay, let's talk about Harry Potter
now. All right, Harry Potter.
So I have something that I've been sitting on for a while, since we last recorded.
Okay.
And it's something that I've kept to myself, which is really hard because Sean and I live together now, and it's really difficult to not just randomly talk about Harry Potter. But it goes back to what we were talking about last time we recorded, which was Fantastic Beasts trailer and the whole Nagini scandal. Of her in the most recent trailer being a woman who's a maledictus and is slowly turning into a snake.
Yeah.
And everyone's like opinionated about that, right? Mm-hmm. So I was on Reddit a few weeks ago, and a post related to that was there, and then somebody commented in the comments. It wasn't in a Harry Potter subreddit or anything, so someone was like, I don't understand, like, what kind of stuff is J.K. Rowling coming out with now that people are unhappy with? And then people mentioned the Nagini thing, and someone commented and said, but that's what Naginis are. Naginis are women who turn into snakes.
Really?
Well, and what's a Nagini?
What's a Nagini? And I looked it up, and a Nagini...
Nothing. What's a Nagini with
you? Is a mythological creature. Like, I don't know what to call it. Like, it's from Hinduism or Sikhism. Let me verify here.
I'm going to stop you right there. That's not going to make anybody like it any better.
Okay, it's
I think that makes it sound better, because it makes it sound like she already had it planned.
Yeah.
Let's hear the description.
Okay, so Nagini, which before I found the person linked to a specific article where it's called Nagini. The one I found right here is called Naga. Assumingly that's like plural or something.
Oh, that's a thing I've heard of before, though. I've heard of a Naga.
A Naga?
Yeah.
But it's
everyone
something
knows a Naga.
With Hinduism, Buddhism, and Jainism, which is a mythological semi-divine being that's half human, half snake.
Interesting.
So the question is, if she named Nagini way back then, you know, like, why would she name it after something that's like half human,
so
half
snake? So here's my thought.
If she didn't plan this.
On that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I think she did not plan this. I think she did purposefully name it Nagini, which means half human, half snake, as a little hint that she was a Horcrux.
That makes a lot of sense.
I think that's what she had in mind, and now that there's a movie, they want to turn it into something more like visually stimulating.
But Naginis totally are also specifically women.
Okay.
Like the mythological creature in Hinduism.
Well, that's interesting.
But if the snake itself is a woman and is like part Voldemort, that could still be the reason.
I like calling a snake a woman. Like, it's she's like parts half woman, half snake, and because it's a female snake, it checks both boxes.
Yeah. Well, because she's a female snake that is part human because of Voldemort.
We've talked about this before.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not on the podcast, I don't think, but it's so normal to call like a dog a boy or a girl, but what if you called your dog a man?
Yeah. Or a woman. This is my stand-up material.
Yeah.
One day.
Wow.
Just, oh my God, I love your dog. Is it a man or a woman? And now it applies to snakes. Yeah. So that was my little tidbit that I was sitting on this whole time. I thought was interesting.
That is interesting.
That's a good tidbit. Out.
So I was also on Reddit recently.
Oh.
And I found an interesting post. I don't know. You guys might know about this already, but there's, you know, do you remember the scene in Deathly Hallows 2? Two. It's definitely two.
Okay.
When Snape and McGonagall have their little fight in the Great Hall. So if you look closely, when McGonagall's like throwing spells at him, he's deflecting them, but he's deflecting them behind him to hit the Death Eaters that are
there.
Yeah,
I've seen that before.
Oh, I think I've heard of that.
Which I had never seen. It blew my mind.
That's pretty cool.
It's such a cool movie detail.
That is.
He was like helping them the whole time.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Good guy Snape.
Yeah.
What would have happened once all the Death Eaters are in the room were knocked out? Just keeps going.
They start making out.
Yeah, that is a cool detail. Deathly Hallows was playing at the Stormcrow on Halloween when I was there. Part one, though.
Deathly Halloween. Yeah, talking about Nagini, the first chapter that we see Nagini is the opening chapter of the fourth book, right?
Mm-hmm.
The prologue with Frank Rice. And that ties into a thought that I had. How old do you picture Frank Rice being, like, in the events of that?
I think that, like, my vision of him is warped by the movie now, so I picture him to be, like, an old man. I don't know, like, 80?
Yeah.
70s? In his 70s, at least.
I would say 70s.
70s, yeah.
And, okay, so how old do you think he then was when he was arrested for the murder of the Riddles? How old did you picture him then?
As opposed to what was the age of the first one?
Well, ignore the first one for a sec.
Oh.
Just how old do you picture him when he was arrested for murdering the Riddles, but then let off.
Was it not, like, the same age?
Wouldn't it, like, doing the math, he would have been 25 when he was arrested for the murder. When we see him in the prologue of the book, he's an old man.
I see what you're saying.
But somehow I see him still being an old man at that time, too.
Mm.
So, remind me, he got arrested, and then he just eventually got out?
Well, they let him out, right? They let him out that night, because as far as I could tell... the Riddles were perfectly healthy except for the fact that they were dead, and they had they had no like proof that they were killed at all.
And then he just went back and kept tending the lawn for the next 50
years. I like
years.
That perfectly healthy except for the fact that they're dead.
That's a quote from the book.
Yeah, it is.
I like that.
J.K. Rowling has some really like funny ways of describing
things. Yeah, that is a funny way.
Can you imagine that thing on the autopsy?
Like, I'm going to say that next time I'm at...
Next time you're at what?
I don't know. Like, I was going to say, like, when I'm at your funerals one day, I'm going to say, Sean, he's perfectly healthy except for the fact that he's dead.
You can.
That's not a bad eulogy.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
So he's 25. You did the math.
So he's so young. He's younger than us. He's just a wee lad.
Oh my God.
It's so weird. Everybody's younger than us now.
That I know. We're so old.
I know. The way you just said that, I was going to say, holy shit, I feel old. Yeah. But he's younger than us at 25.
Right? How old's Newt in the Fantastic Beasts movies?
Definitely younger than us.
Yeah.
Do you think?
I'm sure he's supposed to be.
I don't think he's fresh out of Hogwarts, though.
He's not fresh out of Hogwarts.
I would assume he's like 23.
We're nowhere near fresh out of high school.
I feel like he's like mid-20s.
I mean, like Eddie Redmayne is obviously older than us, but...
Oh. So I was like, whenever I think about how long it's been since we have left high school, I think about how like the reunion might be approaching, right? Because it would be in about 2 years. Do you think that Hogwarts has a high school reunion?
That's a good question.
I don't think that I think that reunions are largely a North American thing.
Really?
Huh.
I don't know why I think that. I have no reason to believe that, but I don't know. It just doesn't seem... It seems like a mostly an American thing, but like it bleeds over into us.
This is off topic, but I literally just found out that Halloween's not really a thing outside of North America.
But that's... I didn't know but that. It's not true.
But it is in the UK. Yeah, because... And, yeah, well, but, at least England.
And Ireland.
But most places in Europe don't do it, and like Australia doesn't do it. And...
Yeah, so
yeah.
It's...
Yeah, but they do in England because I lived there for a year and we had so many trick-or-treaters, which I didn't know before going there. No one could give me an answer. I was like, do people do Halloween here? And I remember nobody... like answering properly, and I was such up in the air. And then the night of, there were so many trick-or-treaters.
And it's still up in the air for whether or not wizards actually celebrate Halloween or if they just celebrate Harry Potter Day.
Yeah.
So what would a Hogwarts reunion look like?
Would it be at Hogwarts? No, right? Are reunions at schools? I don't know if they're at school.
Oh, maybe you rent out like a hall.
It could be
at Hogwarts. I don't think they're at the school.
It could be at Hogwarts if it was in the summer. That could work out perfectly fine.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Do they ever use Hogwarts to like host things in the summer?
Probably, like you might as well, right?
Yeah.
Got that big old lake.
And that big like old, a, like that big
a,
old castle.
A retreat of some sort.
Oh, and also
team building.
Yeah.
Tom Riddle was like asking if he could get special permission to stay at Hogwarts over the summer, and they were considering it.
That's true.
Which meant that it wouldn't have just been him in that big castle by himself. People must live there.
Well, there might be some other orphans. Because any orphan would, like, I don't know. I guess maybe they would just go back to their orphanage in the summer.
What? They like don't Tom stay did. At Hogwarts in the summer.
Yeah, I don't think...
That's like a point.
Because that would have been a special...
Yeah.
That's a special actual, permission for him. Like, poignant plot point, right?
Mm. But they considered it.
Did they?
Yeah, they considered giving him special permission, but like all the chamber secret stuff was going on at that time. And internally, he must have been like, fuck, I'm like, this is, I messed up everything.
Damn it.
I should have like waited a little bit to start murdering everyone.
Yeah, Hogwarts in the summer... When like no one's there and you're the only student there, that'd be a trip.
It sounds like the title of a Harlequin romance novel.
Hogwarts in the summer.
Hogwarts in the summer. Okay, so Newt was born in 1897.
Oh, great.
Which, if the movie takes place in 1920 exactly, he would be 23.
But does it take place in 1920
exactly? I don't
know.
Exactly? That's what I'm trying
to figure out. It's the 20s, but...
Yeah. Also, I'm going to guess 26, which is my age.
We're all 26. Do you think you're guessing that because it's your age?
Yeah. That's exactly why I'm guessing it.
I think he's younger than us.
So the first movie takes place in 1926.
Ooh, he's older than us.
So he's like almost, he's 29.
29.
Right?
Oh.
Yes.
He is.
Makes me happy.
Yeah, it makes me happy too. We're so old.
Guys, we can still have adventures, but we have a few more years left.
So you guys know how, like, I just started at SFU, right? Like doing a new
I like
degree.
To imagine you're asking that question to the listeners, not us.
I was saying it to you guys, but for those, sure, the
you guys know how.
For those who don't know, that's a school.
Yeah. Yes. Like I just started a comp sci program there, and it's like a second degree program. So there are people who are older like me, but for the most part, we're in the same classes with a lot of people who are fresh out of high school. Mm. And it was like blowing my mind how much older I was when I realized that the people who were in, like, most of the people in my classes were born 2000 or later. Mm. And no disrespect to you listeners who were born year 2000 or later, but I was like, oh, like, these guys have never seen the 90s. And then I was like, wait, these guys have never seen the 1900s. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, wait,
these guys have never seen the 1000s.
Yeah, that's crazy. Those kids who were born in the 2000s or later, they probably didn't watch Kim Possible or know who TJ Detweiler is.
No, they'd have no idea.
But they probably know who Yorkie is.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
That's funny. What a twisty world.
What a world.
Speaking of things that are older and not, this is my segue.
Great segue.
You know how the Philosopher's Stone came out in, I believe, 1997?
Yeah.
But the plot of it takes place in 1991, I think, or three. I think it's 1983.
Or two, something like that.
That used to boggle my mind. I used to be like, why? Like, why does it take place? And there's that stupid thing online.
When I open
people,
it close.
Yeah, where people have heard where it's like, she did that on purpose so that the last book would take place in the same year that the first book came out. And so it would open at the close.
I think it's possible.
But it's not 7 years. It's not a 7 year difference. So, and it's like, I think it's been confirmed that.
But
no.
Wait, but it is a 7 year difference.
No, I'm pretty sure it's not. That's why when I said, no, wait, it's not 1991.
I think what it was, is it set? I think it's set when she started writing it.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it so it doesn't work out for it to be open at the close or be pre-planned like that. And I was trying to figure it out. Like, why would you have a book start 5 years before the date it released? And I realized it's because that's when she was writing it.
Yeah.
So mystery solved. If anyone was struggling with that, like me, this is a very mundane answer that's it. That's why.
Okay, this is pretty unrelated, but you know how...
No, you got to segue into it.
Okay, so like J.K. Rowling, while she was writing that at a cafe, she was wearing clothes, and so were the people at the other people at the cafe.
Yeah.
So clothes.
Am I right?
Yeah, am I right? So what's the deal with clothes? They say in the books that like when Harry's thinking at one point, he's like, the Weasley children might don Muggle clothing over the holidays, but like the parents would just wear robes. Do you think that this is like a new thing, like generationally, that the kids might wear Muggle clothing? Or do you think that Molly and Arthur would have done that when they were young too? And if you think that it's a new thing, why this generation?
Yeah, it's a good question. I always thought of it as a generational thing, like Molly and Arthur didn't when they were kids. Like one explanation you could say is somehow the wizarding culture was more like stronger then, where there was less Muggle influence.
How different do you think though that like Muggle children and wizard children dress? Like, do you like, because we know how adult wizards dress, they're wearing their like robes all the time.
Yeah.
Do you think there's like the little kids are running around in robes?
Yeah, I think it's implied that they're all wearing robes.
I think so too. Because to get t-shirts and stuff, they would have to go to a Muggle store.
And we know from clues in the books, like for instance, people literally don't know, like people don't know how to wear Muggle clothes, right?
Yeah.
Like, they wear them wrong. They literally don't know what pants are and like how to wear pants. So that means,
I'm sorry, truly makes no sense.
That means that their robes don't have pants, right? They're not wearing pants under the robes. It's not like the costume robes you see in the movies or like as a costume for Halloween. They would be closed at the front.
Yeah.
And Malfoy certainly wouldn't be wearing a suit like in the movies.
No, he wouldn't be wearing a suit.
That's like so Muggle.
That's why
against everything he stands for.
It's one of the reasons I really like the artwork on the old Pottermore website. I don't know if it's on the new Pottermore website, but I really liked the illustrations because they all were wearing robes. Like everyone was wearing robes casually, and they were like these majestic wizard robes that were like, there was no pants in sight, no shirts in sight. It was just robes everywhere.
Do you think they know what a shirt is?
Like, no, I don't know.
Where did we draw the line? What do they have?
Do they know what
they know what socks are?
Do they know what a dress is? Because it's do they call
it? Clearly not, because that one dude wore the dress.
Yeah, but you think a dress would be very similar to a robe in a way. Well, maybe that's why he wore it.
Maybe.
Oh my god, that's why he wore the dress.
Because he knows what it is.
Well,
he wore a kilt, but.
No, wasn't there? There was somebody that was wearing a dress.
I thought someone was wearing a dress.
And somebody was like, oh, Muggle women wear those.
Oh, yeah,
and he was like, I like the breeze around my privates or something like that.
That's true. Yeah, that might have been a dress.
Wait, it's Madison. Was that why you wear dresses? Just kidding.
They like that. It's a breeze. I think that's more of like, that's always the joke of men wearing kilts, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's more like a breeze on your junk, not mine.
Also, for the sake of those
my junk doesn't get breezy. Yours does.
Tell me about it. For the sake of those who are imagining what Madison wears day to day, she actually doesn't wear dresses.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, does she really wear dresses?
I'm wearing
not really.
Almost the opposite. I'm wearing overalls right now.
You look like Luigi right
different
now.
To,
I might argue that overalls provide the least possible breeze.
I know. That's why I said they're almost opposite.
Yeah.
Locked up.
But if there has been like a generational shift there, mm-hmm. I guess in general, the, like, even though they're not very progressive at all towards like Muggleborns, maybe they still are more than they were a generation back.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah, I think that is actually the answer.
But the funny thing is, okay, so I was thinking about this and I was like, okay, so like Harry's generation, maybe they're all about this. And I was like, Harry's generation is Gen X.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's right at the tail end of Gen X because they were born in 1980 and 1981 mm-hmm. is the start of millennials.
Yeah.
So like Jenny is a millennial, but...
Yeah, that is weird that they're Gen X.
Okay, so if you had to take where the wizard community is at socially and put them at a year of where, like, the Muggle community was, what year would you put them at?
The hard thing about that is, I think...
40s?
Well, okay, they're behind in terms of, like, blood purity,
mm-hmm.
but I've seen no evidence that they're racist, for instance.
Well, that depends on what you consider racism, because they... subjugate anything that's not a wizard human.
Right, but I mean in certain areas they're more ahead. Like I haven't seen, like, in terms of racism and how it exists like in the Muggle world.
But they might not view like black and white as races.
Yeah.
They might view only Muggle kind as a race and wizard kind
and
as
that
a
makes,
race.
And that makes sense to me as like a concept. Like, yeah. I could see them not really conceiving of race that way.
I agree.
And instead they have like wizards versus goblins versus centaurs, whatever.
It's like how race changes when you're talking about the human race. Then suddenly humans are a race as a versus Chinese versus black.
Yeah.
Versus, like there's different race categories, right? And so whether or not they recognize the one of like... what would you even call that? Not just skin color, but not just skin color, like...
ethnicity?
Yeah, ethnicity. Like, what's the word? Whether or not they recognize that, it doesn't seem like it, but maybe...
So in that way, like, in that specific case, they're ahead.
It just depends whether or not they even see it as a concept, because if they don't, they're not really ahead. They're just...
Yeah,
it's not an applicable question.
But then in their case, this gets, like, very philosophical.
It does. I think that it's almost like... they might be quote unquote ahead because it's so not an issue because they're so racist about Muggles versus
yeah.
wizards. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
sure.
That's what I'm thinking.
And on it, but you could also break that down further and maybe they could, like, you could say they consider Muggles or sorry, a Muggle-borns like a different race, like people without pure blood, you know?
Yeah. Like they're like, we use racism as,
yeah.
like an analogy for what they are. They're prejudiced in different ways. Like I wouldn't say we could say they're racist against like goblins, but
I mean it was written as an allegory for racism.
For sure.
So
but go back to the question. So what you couldn't give a decade or like a year?
Well, if I ignore like that about how in certain like fringe cases there are like ahead, then I would say yeah, like
Maybe not
40s.
I might even say like 30s or 20s.
How do you think
no,
they
I think,
are?
I think maybe like 60s.
And the reason I'm basing that, I would say if I say 20s, the reason I'm saying that is how prominent the radio is versus no TV.
But that
and also the classism of like the Malfoys and stuff, having like manners and like this like servants akin to like Downton Abbey, that show in that era. When people had that, which was like the turn of the up
yeah,
until the
sure.
Second World War almost.
But there is a lot more opportunity for Muggleborns in the like in the books that we read than there was for like.
I'm not talking about
for oppressed
though.
People back then.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about money classism, and like.
Is that what you're asking?
No,
in any sense. I'm asking yeah. where you think they're at, like socially.
Yeah,
if you
yeah.
had to draw a comparison to our world,
like in the early 19th century, if you were old money, you like randomly had duke titles and like manors and like a whole fleet of like a butler and like a whole fleet of servants,
yeah.
and that's what the Malfoys have. Whereas like in modern day, like now, no one in Western society has that other than like the royal family for like appearances.
Well, like...
And not in the same way.
That's not
it's
really
not
true.
It's not in the same way.
Not in the same way.
But
like,
the,
people
like,
definitely
extreme
have...
wealth still exists.
People have,
power.
Quote-unquote, the help and stuff, but it's not it's not the same where it's, like, this classism thing for over money, over old money versus new money versus, like, that kind of thing. Like, inherited...
But people do have that way. People do have inherited money. Like I agree that I agree it's not quite the same, but I don't think like that doesn't seem like that meaningful a difference to me in terms of like where they'd be at.
Oh, I think that was like totally like broken down by like the world wars where everyone was like, you know what, we're equal. This is bullshit. That they're like our lordship over our town.
But that's
stuff.
Not how it worked before the World War. They didn't have lordships over towns then.
They did.
Not in England. The 20s.
In England, they did. They were all, then they started dying out from like manors and stuff being overtaken because they were too difficult to upkeep because servants and stuff were like, I don't want to be a servant life anymore.
Like, what do you mean in terms of lordship there? Like, do you mean that they actually had like an official title and people had to pay like taxes to them or something?
Yeah, literally.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I have no idea.
Yeah.
But also,
like, that was very much a thing in England.
But also,
in the 20s.
Yes. It started dying out between like the 20s and 40s.
I also think I agree with Sean, though, because even though it's not, I don't know, the words aren't the same, but the same thing still exists where there's extreme wealth and essentially another class of people that work for those people.
Mm-hmm.
And just because you call it something different, I don't really see that much of a distinction.
Like today, you mean?
Yeah.
I think it's...
Like, I don't think we're necessarily... Well, I guess I would say we're less classist than they were 100 years ago.
Yeah.
But, like, not by much.
I see differences, for sure. I'm struggling to like, verbalize them, and I don't want to take up too much of this podcast talking about this.
It's also hard to put it down, because then there's things like... They seem to be pretty okay with, like, women.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, women got the vote in, what, like, the 20s in Canada and the States? So,
but
like...
That's also like a similar thing to what I was saying about them being like not racist against different ethnicities. Like,
right.
Things that we in like the Muggle world struggle with, they seem okay with.
They have
their own troubles.
I guess all I'm saying there is like that's not necessarily a point in their favor if it's not a concept that they have in the first place. It just means their social structures evolve differently.
But it means they evolve better.
Well, in some ways, but not others.
Yeah, but it means it evolved better in that. So I still see that as a point in their favor. I don't think they need to like climb up out of the things being worse for it to be a point in their favor.
Did you give an answer of a decade?
Yeah, I said more like the 60s.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really have an answer, even though I asked the question. I think that was an interesting conversation, though.
Hmm. Yeah. You guys want to know something that's kind of sad?
Sure.
Boy,
Sirius,
do I.
Sirius never found out that Regulus was a good person.
Because maybe he saw him behind the veil.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Because
that'd be sweet.
When Sirius was talking about his family to Harry, mm-hmm. he was like, oh, my brother ran off and became a Death Eater and like got himself killed.
Yeah.
And Regulus, meanwhile, had this like tragic story.
Hmm.
And was so nice to house elves.
He was a jerk at first.
He was. But I think it was more that he was like, he grew up being like fed like dark wizard propaganda by the family.
Yeah, he was kind radicalized.
In a very similar way to Malfoy. And Malfoy was a jerk too. But I think that Regulus was probably less of a jerk than Malfoy because of how he was always nice to Creature. And the fact that he sacrificed himself instead of Creature dying, there are very few wizards who would do that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true.
Like,
go Regulus.
This is kind of nice. So when when Ron and Hermione are talking about Crouch to Sirius, and Hermione is saying like he's awful because of how he treats Winky, and Ron's like, oh, I don't know. Sirius says that Hermione is the better measure of him than Ron because you should judge someone by how they treat their inferiors, not their equals. And him saying that is like directly applies to his brother Regulus.
That's true. Maybe he thought of that as a redeeming quality for him over the years.
Maybe.
That'd be nice.
That
would be a good costume, by the way. Regulus and Creature.
You're all about the costumes. Get ready for Halloween 2019.
Regulus and Creatures?
Yeah.
Oh my god. How would you specifically be Creature? I guess you just have to be like a grosser looking.
Dirty, gross rag outfit.
a
grosser
outfit. I think part of being Creature would be like how you act. You have to be like,
I want my head to be on the wall someday.
That's dirty.
You'd have gray hairs like spreading out of your elf ears, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish that Regulus's name was pronounced Regulus because then his nickname could be Reggie.
Mm.
Which still is could a be.
Fairly normal name.
Yeah. And no. Reg is a name in the series.
It yeah, is. Reg Cattermole.
Yeah.
Do you think it's short for Regulus?
Probably.
Reggie? Reg?
Who is Reg Cattermole again?
I don't know.
Anyone who's named Regulus could be called Jealous.
Regulus. You're so Regulus.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the kids would say at school.
Well, they would...
Well, I mean, he probably was jealous of Sirius in some ways, because...
Was he younger?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because, like, yeah, he was, like, all into his family stuff, but I think he was probably jealous that Sirius carved his own identity.
Yeah, maybe.
he was definitely Gellus.
Gellus.
Gellus?
Gellert Grindelwald.
Jellert Grindelwald.
Oh, what a fun joke we've come up with, pronouncing G's differently.
We're the first to ever do this.
I love comedy.
We could also reverse it if we're talking about Guinea.
Here's my segue.
Go.
We're talking about hard G's and soft G's. Someone who's got a hard G in their name is McGonagall. And my question...
I thought that was going in a very different direction.
And my question is this.
I thought so kind of too, but that wouldn't be the G.
Yeah. In the first book, in the first chapter, when Dumbledore and McGonagall meet on the street, and they have their conversation,
mm-hmm.
McGonagall leaves the conversation by walking away as a cat. Where is she going? What is she doing? Like, she's not apparating away.
That is weird.
She just turns into a cat and walks away. And
that's
like,
suspicious.
What is your business here?
I think she was going to hang out with some cats.
Yeah. Do you
fight
think
Mrs.
That...
Norris? Yeah. She's like, I gotta go.
Maybe she
the nightly rumble.
You'll never guess what I just saw, bitch.
What if she's one of Mrs. Fig's cats?
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Because Mrs. That Fig. Would be great.
She lives nearby. Mrs. Fidge is very, very close by.
This is a new good theory. But yeah,
like,
I like that.
You yeah. know, but like, if she wasn't even one of Mrs. Fig's cats, she might just have known from staking out the place that that's the place to go when you are a cat. So she wanted to go there as like a stray in Miss Fig's mind and then get some milk and stuff.
Do you think that McGonagall as a cat would eat cat food?
I don't think so. I don't think it's like Animorphs where your brain is taken over from the animal form and you start doing animal things and can't help it.
I mean cat food. Wormtail ate rat food.
Yeah, but he had to.
Yeah.
And he was a little rat in the first place.
It would be, I went, like, it must have been so awful.
Yeah.
To eat rat food.
I bet you get used to it.
Do you think that he would sometimes turn back into a human when he knew there was going to be no one in the house?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I think yes.
We have talked about this, like whether he would even do it like in the dorm and stuff.
Yeah.
That'd be so scary if they woke up and he was there. But I think he must have from time to time. He was, what, 12 years as a rat?
Yeah.
I wish there was like things in the earlier books where like random like side things like Ron being like, oh, I thought I had some birdie bots left or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, he's just eating them.
I mean, but that, like, he could have eaten them as a human, but he could have also eaten them as a rat. Yeah. It doesn't really
imply. It'd have to be something that a rat can't eat or take.
Oh, I thought I had more of my, like, rat-proof candy.
Yeah. My rat poison.
Do you think rat poison would kill?
That's good for humans.
Yeah.
Would rat poison kill Wormtail as a rat? Do you think? In a world
Wait,
where
it kills a person.
In a world where rat poison is not poison.
Okay, like,
would it kill him?
I think that I think it probably would, or at least like force him back to human form.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I agree. In this strange universe where poison is only specific to one.
Well, that's
animal.
A thing. Chocolate.
Yeah. I guess so.
That's true. It's a solid point.
Thanks, Sean.
Okay, well, unless anyone has another stellar segue.
I don't, but I do have a game.
Yes.
Ooh, that was, sounded would, like one to me.
I was feeding that.
Thank
there you. Go.
Nice segue. Let's play the game.
James's name is just Games.
Games Potter.
So today, we are playing Price is Right, Harry Potter version.
Okay.
And what that means is I've come up with 7 questions. For each question, the answer is a number.
Okay.
And you're both going to guess. And whoever is closest to the number without going over Price is Right rules.
Oh, so we're doing the dumb Price is Right rules. Okay.
So I will point out that we did play this game before.
Wait, really?
In season one.
Is this how much things cost?
No.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay.
That's fine. No.
Then you're safe.
No.
One day we will have repeats and that'll be fine.
But. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Madison and I like caught each other's eye when Muhammad said that.
Oh, whatever. Price is Right. That was like 30 episodes ago.
But I didn't think to call it The Price is Right. I think I called it like...
You called it How Much.
How Much, yeah. Mm,
well.
A far superior name.
And here we are.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, would you answer at the same time?
Yeah, what is this game?
God, Muhammad, don't just throw us into the frying pan.
My instructions were so clear. I'm going to read you.
I think we were too focused on wondering whether we played this before.
I'm going to read you a question where the answer is a number.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're both going to have a guess, and whoever's closest without going over wins the point.
So we have a guess one after the other.
So it doesn't have to be cost-based. And we just make sure we have our number.
Yes.
Okay.
And at the same time or not?
Honor system. Don't cheat. Yeah, no, but like, just have your number, and I'll ask you each separately.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. It's fast.
All right.
Okay. Your first question. And if you both get it exactly right, you both get a point. If you're both over, the closest one gets a point.
Okay.
Wait, so we can't go over? The goal is to not go over.
The game's called Price is Right.
I don't know. I never watched it. I don't know.
Yes,
this game.
It's closest without going over.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Question number one. How many directors were there in the entire Harry Potter movie series?
Including the like Fantastic Beasts and stuff?
No. I'm going to let Madison answer this one first.
Okay.
And you don't want us to say at the same time?
No, I'm going to get you to do it one at a time.
Okay,
Madison, what's your answer?
Four.
Sean?
Mine was six. Is it five?
The correct answer is four.
Yeah,
it's four. Do you know the
Christopher
breakdown?
Columbus, yeah. movies one and two. Alfonso Cuarón, movie three. Mm-hmm. The random guy nobody likes, Michael something, root movie four.
Yeah.
And David Yates are the last four.
Correct.
Okay.
So that is 1 point for Madison. Question two.
Hope we get some questions about the books.
They're all associated with Harry Potter. That's the only movie question. So actually, there's one more. Anyways, actually, there's two more.
Okay.
Oh, wait, there's more.
It sounds like somebody wanted Madison to win this game.
You'll get it. Okay. It's a fair game. Okay. How many copies of Deathly Hallows were sold in the first 24 hours of release?
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
That's a good question.
I feel like we could be so far off.
I know. First 24 hours?
Yep.
Worldwide?
Yep.
Yeah, it's a worldwide release.
All I will say is that it was a world record at the time.
Is a world record?
It might still be.
I don't know what the last record of
it probably still is.
Probably.
Like, wasn't 50 Shades some bullshit?
Oh, maybe.
Statistic?
It might have been.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Or the last Twilight, maybe.
Maybe.
Something like that.
I don't know.
I don't know if that was worldwide though.
Okay, so Sean, I would like your answer, please.
Okay, and you have yours ready?
Wait. Yes, I have mine ready.
Okay, so Sean, what is your answer?
I'm gonna say 5.5 million.
Madison?
10 million.
It's 11 million.
No!
That was such a good answer. Okay.
I was afraid of going over.
Yeah, it's part of the strategy.
Ugh.
So, that's 2 for Madison, 0 for Sean so far. And Sean, I really am rooting for you because Madison has more points. So please pick it up.
Doesn't seem like it with this movie kind of game.
Okay. So, how many actors have appeared in all 8 Harry Potter movies?
That's stupid.
And that is not something that she
count.
Has an advantage on.
I can't
You've
count
seen the
that.
Movies. You know how many characters are
including like side characters and stuff? Side characters?
Just how many actors?
Yeah, not
were
the
in
main
all
characters. What? Are you what?
So,
how many actors were acted in all 8 Harry Potter movies?
Okay, so how many actors total in all the movies or how many actors were each in
Sorry. So, how many actors were in every single movie?
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Okay. I can't. Yeah, there's too many to count, so like
what is that noise?
The people upstairs.
Jesus.
I know.
Can you guys hear that?
They're doing like jumping jacks. Sorry if you can't hear that. It's not us.
Okay. Ready?
Who starts?
All right. Me? Madison, what is your answer? How many actors have appeared in all 8 Harry Potter movies?
13.
I said 12, but you got to be closer because I counted 12.
This is straight up nuts. There's 13.
Whoa.
That
was crazy
counting.
Okay, so
let me say the ones
us.
That I had.
Yeah.
Did you count 13?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I'm really shocked.
Who do you think the 13 are? Oh, or who do you think?
Oh, let me do my 12 and you tell me who the 13th is.
I don't know if I can remember. I just kind of quickly did it.
Harry, Ron, Hermione, Draco, Goyle, or Crab. Like, I think it's Goyle. McGonagall, Snape, the 3 Dursleys.
Dursleys aren't in the 4th one. It starts with them at the Burrow already.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Harry wakes up from the Frank dream and he's at the Burrow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
I also don't think Crabbe or Goyle is in all of them.
Like,
I don't think the lackeys are in all of them. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't remember.
The ones I said, I don't even think I accurately counted it. I started with the teachers, so I said McGonagall, Dumbledore, Snape.
Not Dumbledore. Different actor.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, so that's...
So, like, I don't know. It was just kind of lucky. I didn't guess properly.
Okay.
Well, I was really lucky.
That is 3-0 for Madison.
Okay. How many questions do you have?
7. So, pressure's on. How much has the Harry Potter movie series grossed in total worldwide? Dollar amount.
The movie series only.
Including one, Fantastic Beasts.
Movies 1 through 8.
Okay.
I feel like what I'm going to say is going to be wildly off on this.
I don't know either. I have no idea.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you have an answer?
Yeah.
Okay, Sean, how much has the Harry Potter movie series grossed in total worldwide?
$1.5 billion.
I was going to say $6 billion.
It's $7.7 billion.
Oh!
Which means Madison wins the game, but I want to rapid fire the last
three. Yeah, do it. Oh my God, I'm really good at estimating.
Honestly, that was impressive. I got 2 of them exactly. And the other 2 were so close.
Yeah, actually.
Okay, keep going. Let's hear the last. Okay. Rest for fun.
How many languages has Harry Potter been translated into?
Rapid fire, just like...
Okay, I know it's translated into ancient Greek.
I'm going to say 18.
I was going to say like 8.
Really? No, it's 80.
Oh.
Oh.
Worldwide?
I don't know.
Everywhere has Harry
Glad
Potter.
We didn't get to that one before I won.
You still would have won. Has it been translated to Parseltongue?
Oh, I hope so.
I guess I should have guessed higher. There's a lot of languages in the world.
Yeah, I'm just picturing, there's a page that tells you the languages it's available in, and I guess it only picks a few.
So, how long is the total Harry Potter movie series in minutes? Again, this is 1 to 8. No death. No.
Okay. Rapid fire.
Okay, so I'm going to say that they average about 2 hours, 10 minutes each, which is 130 times 8, that would be 1140 is my guess.
I was going to say 1200.
Sean would have won. It's 1179. Oh, that was a great guess.
Thanks.
We both had close again. Yeah. I just was rounding it to 1200 and was going to call it.
And last, this is my favorite question. How many words are there in the entire Harry Potter series?
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking as hard as I would if we were actually
playing. Yeah, that's fair.
Playing.
Okay.
2,400.
No.
Words?
I was going to say 20,000.
Oh.
In the entire series?
I was thinking in my mind, I was accidentally counting pages.
Oh, wait. I want you to both guess again.
Okay, hold on.
You both guessed absurdly low, just so you know.
Okay.
20,000 is low?
I accidentally calculated pages and then didn't.
There should be about 3,400 pages in the series.
So that means you think there's 8 words per page.
Oops. I was a 0 off.
So my estimate of pages was 1,000 less than yours.
So just rapid fire, give me an answer right now.
Okay. 600,000.
Okay, 200,000.
1,086,000.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. So how many... Oh, so there are more words per page than I thought.
Yeah, I guess so. More than 8.
That was fun. Thanks, Muhammad.
Thank you.
We actually did not play... The last game we played that was to do with prices was very different. Yeah, so good job.
Thank you.
You killed it in this game, Madison.
Yeah, congratulations, Madison. That's another 10 house points to Gryffindor.
Thank you.
And she will be making the game for next week.
Mm-hmm.
And until then, keep it real.
Oh, also, as a last note.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We are, once again, we're going to talk about the fact that we are guests at the Vancouver Pod Fest happening November 10th at the Vancouver Public Library. And we're going to be there with Potterless Podcast and Witch Please, or half of Witch Please. So if you want to come down and listen to us get into debates and play trivia and do fun games and just have a great, fun Harry Potter time, come out to the Vancouver Public Library on November 10th and look it up at Vancouver Podcast Festival.
And while you're at it, subscribe to Flamendo on iTunes.
Yeah.
Check out our Facebook and Twitter pages.
Yeah. And like Mohammed said, keep it real.
Bye.
Bye.